Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode. Twitch is the largest streaming channel for games, where a lot of people watch gamers play popular games. And this year they had a tremendous growth. The amount of viewers increased with 26%, much higher than what they anticipated. And more than 40 million people are now using Twitch to watch live streams. And it looks like because of the pandemic that these guys had a huge boost, and it's not a steep increase and then a decrease. No, it's just a new standard, a new level that they've reached thanks to COVID-19. Ring, the digital doorbell company that is part of the Amazon.com group, started with a new gadget, a new security camera, the Always Home camera. And it's basically a drone, and it's a mini small drone, and it flies autonomously around your house. And you can ask the drone to check out every part of your house when you're away from your home to see if everything is safe and everything is clear. And then as soon as the drone is done, it automatically flies back to its dock station. So a cool new way to look if your house is secure and safe if you're away from your house. And without any doubt, a cool new gadget. Target, the large US retailer, is gonna hire an additional 100,000 employees to get ready for the holiday season. And this is really cool because it's not just the Amazons of this world that are benefiting from the giant leap forward in e-commerce. No, Target is an incumbent player that has really been investing a lot in digital in the last few years, and they're benefiting from this right now. And they're gonna, you know, make sure that they have many, many people ready to deal with the large increase of online orders that they expect this holiday season. And that's why they need 130,000 additional employees. Amazon is launching a new payment system. It's called One, and you actually pay with your hands. You don't pay with your phone or with your wallet or your credit card anymore. You just use your hand, and they're gonna implement this in their Amazon Go stores. So you're just gonna walk in, just show your hand to the machine, you will be allowed in, you take what you want, and then you will be able to leave. So it's gonna be a biometric payment system. And this is a new experiment of Amazon, and this is Amazon moving into the market of payments. And they hope that they will be able to license this out to other retailers. Question is, of course, will other retailers allow their big competitor Amazon to do the payments in their store? I'm not sure about this, but it's a new step for Amazon, and they're making their Go stores even more convenient than what they already were. So guys, this was my weekly video. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share the video with your network, subscribe to my channel, and I hope to see you again next week. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.